Simon Yud Gimel Dinei Tzitzis B'Shabbos. So, just a quick introduction. There are two things to keep in mind. If there'll be two issues with having pasul tzitzis. Number one, you'd be mevatel mitzvah saseh of not having of having a beged, right, with a dalid knafas and not having tzitzis on it. And the other thing would be, let's say, like it's a Shabbos issue per se. If you're walking around now, you're carrying on Shabbos with by not wearing kosher tzitzis.
An issue of wearing a four-cornered beged without having tzitzis on it.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that. Might be a shev al taseh, and we'll see certain cases now. It's going to be a fascinating topic. Maybe kavod habrios pushes that aside. If a person's going to be embarrassed, you're sitting in shul, your talus became posel, but I don't want to be sitting in shul without everyone's going to look at me. Why isn't he wearing a talus? So we're going to see cases where on Shabbos that there would be, in fact, it's really a machlok. Let me explain your question. It's a good one. So according to the Mordechai, there is an isser of being mevatel, not wearing tzitzis, right? An isser deraisa of that on Shabbos as well. The re comes along, we'll see we're going to hold like that. Well, I can't make tzitzis on Shabbos, right? So therefore, it's not an option to me. There's no iser of d'oraisa. There's no iser d'oraisa, says the re of wearing tzitzis that are apostle. And then the Magen Avram comes along and explains that the re is really talking about, yes, there's no iser d'oraisa of wearing apostle tzitzis, but there's an iser d'rabbanan still. But then we get into a conflict in values. If I've covered a brios, I'm going to be embarrassed to take off my tzitzis, and it's only d'rabbanan, so that might work out. So that's going to be some of the topics for today. Good question. Says the Mechaber, arba tzitzios ma'akvin zezeh. So Mishnah Berurah speaks out an aleph shekulam hey mitzvah achas. It's all one part of one mitzvah. V'im nechzer lo afilu tzitzis achas havi kilo hita bo klal. You're missing once, like you didn't get the whole mitzvah. Obito legamrei haasei de tzitzis. You now just took away the entire mitzvah deraisa of wearing tzitzis. Shekol zman she'ein bo kol arba eino mitzuyetzes kihilchoso. So if you're not wearing, if you're missing one, you're not wearing the tzitzis, you're not doing the mitzvah. And if you're carrying, you're walking out of this, now you're over an isur d'oraisa. You have to bring a chatas for doing that. The Mishnah Berurah says now in Sifkot and Beis, Rishus HaRabim, Ulekar was also midurabonan. So right, carrying into a Rishus HaRabim, like to Times Square or something like that, that would be a real isur d'oraisa. Into a Carmelist, that's only an isur d'rabonan. So to with any other type of pasul. Here we're talking about where you didn't have tzitzis on it. Kigon, shahai ha beged, sosim rubo, it's totally closed up along the sides. Oh, shahai ha tzitzis, asuyin, shalob, makoman, right there. They're not in the right place on the beged. Lamala megimel etzbos, they're above three finger breasts from the bottom or from of the beged. Lamata mikesha, agudol, or they're lesser than the thumb's breadth. Good morning. We're in Yud Gimel. Any of these other psulim, or it's a too small of beggar, we're going to see how much of his body it has to cover. Even on all these, you're not even going to go on to a carmelist. So what if you have half and half? So he's referring back to a halach we learned earlier, that if I have we know you have to have the majority of your beged open along the sides, right? And if it's less than that, then it's not chayv and tzitzis, right? That's why there's like polo shirts, little corners at the bottom or not, because it's really the majority of the beged is closed, and even though it has little four corners at the bottom. But what if you had half and half, exactly 50-50? So we saw the Mishnah Berurah, the halacha is that one, yes, puts on tzitzis to a 50-50, 50 closed, 50 open.
It's a suffix,
but you're not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. That's what he says now in Sifkat and Chavzayin. You can't go out on Shabbos. If you did, he says now in Sifkat and Gimel, you're chayev chatas to have him osli. You're carrying it. Machmas tzitzis and osrim. The other ones are there. Those tzitzis are not considered bottle to the beged you're wearing. It stands on its own. If the other ones are apostle also, you're right. I still want to keep, if I have kosher tzitzis on here, I want to keep that, even that, you know, I want to preserve those. So therefore, I'm not mevatel it. Im lo shenifsiku kol chutei arba tzitzis v'lo nishar behem kedei aniva. Again, as we just learned previously, that you don't even have a kedei aniva on it, a little bit to tie it on, which we explained according to Chazanish was 5 centimeters. Da'az b'teilim heim l'habeged. Then in that case, they are batal. Al kein. Therefore, im lo de lo dover ze b'shabes kishu holich b'shus harabim. This becomes known as you walk b'shus harabim. Ein tzorich l'shut b'thliso. You do not have to take this off. You can imagine, you know, we'll talk about embarrassment being in the middle of the street. And if, oh my goodness, my tzitzis are possible. It's basically going in Menachos when this happens.
Anyway, take it off and leave it. And leave it there.
Yeah, you certainly can't carry. You can't. It'd be easier to wear on your body rather than to hold in your hands. You leave it there. Yeah. Okay, Beis. In he mitzuyeses kihilchasa mutl tzeis b'lushus arabim. So if it is kosher tzitzis, you're allowed to walk out in public. Obviously, we're talking about Noah, right? Bein talz katan, bein talz gadol, afilu bezman hazeh she'ein lanu techeles. Even nowadays, when we don't really have techeles, it's still not a problem to wear your talis. Rak shlo yehe munach lo al kasef. You shouldn't wear it like, you know, a scarf, because that's not a wear, that's more carrying it. That's not the way people actually wear it when they do the mitzvah. Uv mekomani, umok minon, v'talz aches kasa shehu mitzvah kehilchoso. We establish the chazaka that if you've checked your tzitzis that they're kosher, that we assume they still haven't, unless something happens to destroy that chazaka, where they're still fine. You don't have to check your tzitzis before you go out with them. Okay, we'll begin.
But you put it on, in other words.
If they were pre-checked, then you don't have to recheck them again. Yeah, and the Bir Halach explains why we are lenient on that. But let's go slowly. Sifkatin Dalid. Okay, so you're allowed to carry it. You're allowed to walk out wearing this. It's not a problem of carrying. Mut latzeis afilu b'layla. You can even wear your tzitzis at night. Ay, de labzman tzitzisu. Right? So you can still do it. Mishum de noihu beged. It's like nice. It looks pleasant on the beged itself to have the tzitzis. So therefore, even though you're not doing the mitzvah right now, it's still okay. Vafilu b'talisois shel sha'ar minim. Even on other types of talis. We go back to that machlokos we have between the mechaber and the ramah, as to what is the actual deraisa. If you remember, according to the only wool tzitzis have a din deraisa according to the mechaber, right? The cotton is no good according to that. But the Ramah argued, the Ramah said, no, even cotton's deraisa. Afilu hapoiskim le'el v'simin tes if olive dechiv and rakmi derabonon, right? That would be the mechaber. Mikomokam noy beged hu. It's still nice, looks good. Kevin sha'al koponim mechliyah behem b'toras vaday. They certainly are chayiv, it's a chiv derabonon. But it's not like, you know, you're putting on something that has no chiv whatsoever, like leather. The ain't a doim in the baggage she chetzio pasuach the chetzio sosim the pasuk shulchan orach le'il simen yud siv zayin the half and half the ain't yotzim bo shabbos, because then we said you're not allowed to go out on that chosim over there chivu who rak mitzad sofik, right? That's Menachem what you were saying, that the, you know, we're putting on tzitzis as a sofik on this because it's half and half, but there you can't go out on it. But here, if I have a beged that is 100% obligated in tzitzis, it's a derbonon level maybe, okay, but still I'm chayav, and I'm allowed to wear that even at night. All right, then we come to tcheles. Even though I don't have tcheles, so sifkat and hay, the ha kaimelan we paskin the tcheles v'halavon ein makvin zezeh, right? It doesn't matter. If I don't have the, I don't have to have the tchelis on there if, in order to get the mitzvah. To see it goes on each one of the strings. Okay. Now, but you can't wear it like a scarf, al kasefav, in vav. Then it's like, you know, you're carrying it. You're not wearing it. You know, people don't wear it like, you know, bunched up or scrunched like that. Miu im miskaser rov gufo sogi. If it would cover the majority of your body, you know, going like over the shoulders, that's fine. Va'ayin lekamon simen shin aleph sif lamed mash nichta
bazeh. But there's no problem with a regular scarf?
A regular scarf, that's the way the beged is worn. Right. The problem is wearing a talis in its irregular way of wearing it. You know, let's imagine something crazy. You'd want to, you know,
turn it into a turban.
I don't like wrap it around my arm like a bandage or something like that. So you know that would be a problem. Wearing the talis the normal way that they do, and depending on where in that medina the way it's worn, that's also important. It's, you know, the way in that culture, you know, a lot of halachos depend upon what's considered to be normal in that location. You know, this comes up sometimes about wearing shorts for davening or something like that. So in America, people don't wear shorts for davening. In Israeli society, so then in certain places, that's normal. That's bukavadik. A person would stand in front of a king wearing those types of clothing. So here, in our context, how do you wear your talis? If people wear that in that scarf-like manner, then that would not be a problem.
So it could be a locality difference.
Correct, exactly. Yeah. Okay, good. Zion, Sivkon Zion, Kodim Shiedzbo, right? So what did he say? You do not have to check them. Ain't Sarach Levodka. You don't have to check them out before you go out. Kevon Shibodko, since they've checked them. Beboikir Be'eshahai Mavorech Al Halavisha. Vidim Tushleimit. You checked them out beforehand. They're fine. Su Ain Rogili Posek. Bizman Muakize Afilu Hesiru Be'nasayim. So you don't have to think that, something happened in the interim that would cause them to get destroyed, ruined. You see from here, the Shabbos Gamkein Tzarech Liv Lo Katzitzis. But you see, you're supposed to still check out your tzitzis on tzitzis. V'chein Kosev Habach Beperush Simen Ches. V'Olam Ein Nisarim Bazeh. We're not so makpid on this. I'm Bir Halachas. So why aren't we so makpid on this? So
that, if you find the problem, you can't fix it, right?
Right. Don't ask, don't tell, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. The Bir Halacha speaks out, I'll just read it, says, Ulai tam haminhag hu mishum dilma yo'ilu habadika. Right? So that whatever badika we did on it beforehand works, vafilu lo yim so'im kiroi yem mutter. Lovish b'shabas b'beisa kineses. Okay, so as we're going to see now, there still won't be a problem wearing them in shul. Because of Kavod HaBrios, that you're not going to, if you're going to feel uncomfortable. Let's start again. We'll see how far we get. Im noda lo b'Shabbos kishehu b'Karmelis shehatalis she'olav posel. You're walking along the street. You're in a Karmelis, and you see, oh my goodness, my tzitzis are posel. Lo yisrena me'olav. You don't take them off. Ad shegil aveso degado Kavod HaBrios. Because it's so. You'd be embarrassed, right? We'll see the Mishnah Berurah talks about in Sifkat and Yud Beis. Well, what's my level of embarrassment? Let's finish reading up the Raman, then we'll come back. Hagai says the Raman now. Vafilu talis katan. Even if there's talis katan, shetachas begod of ain tzarech lifshot, you don't have to take that off. You don't have to take your talis. No one's.
That one's the greater embarrassment, I
think. No, because I'll still be having a shirt on.
But you have to open your shirt to take it off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe good. All right. Vehu adin. This applies also. Im nisak echod min hatzitzios mizbayish leishit below talis. So now you don't want to. You're wearing it. You don't want to take it off. It's going to look funny now. Why is this guy not wearing his talis? The yuchal levav shabelo bracha bikoach kavat habrius. You're allowed to continue wearing this thing. Now, what's the lumdus? Why you're allowed to? Because again, we started off saying that on Shabbos you cannot make tzitzis. So there's really not an, I'm not mevatel mitzvah deoraisa of sitting in a four-corner beged without wearing tzitzis on, because I can't do that, according to the Ri, who we're going to see we paskin like, right? And now, once I've come along, and I'm just sitting in shul, it's a shev al taseh, right? So that's going to knock it down, make it a little bit less. V'davka b'Shabbos to os lasos tzitzios, says the Ramah. This only applies on Shabbos, and you couldn't make the tzitzis. Ava b'chol, ki agavne osir, but to be sitting around when I could fix the tzitzis. So what are you doing sitting around without kosher tzitzis? You should fix them at this point. So we have different levels of Kavod HaBrios. We're going to see the Kavod HaBrios is not going to knock off a deraisa. It will knock off a derabanan, right? And then this all depends on Shabbos versus Chol. Says the Mishnah Brunel in